وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخانا محمد شان، بارك الله فيك. Yes, my dear brother, the non-Muslim are allowed to enter the masjid if there is a need for it. A need for it in terms of benefiting him or benefiting us. For example, for him, we call the non-Muslim to come to the masjid to see how the Muslim they worship Allah Ta'ala, to show him how we practice our religion, to show him the brotherhood that we have with among us when we are practicing our worships, the prayers, the fasting, the dhikr. We show them how we are very interested on learning our religion and on learning how we should worship our Lord with the best way. So it's good, akhi, and we tried many times, and really, my dear brother, it's very effective. And same thing, akhi, barakallahu fik, applied for our benefits. For example, we call non-Muslims to come to fix us, to fix the speakers, because he's better than lots of Muslims. You understand? Also possible, it's an example, or we call the non-Muslims to come to paint for us the wall because he's more professional in terms of fixing the paint, whatever. And if somebody said it's okay, we hire the Muslims even if they do less job. Actually, the issue shouldn't be like that. Yes, you're allowed to hire the Muslim for sake of the Muslims to help him, but not to do a wrong job. You understand, you know? So the Muslims should fix their skills and be more effective regarding their dunya job. Not just because of the Islam we accept from them to do a wrong job. You understand? And this, if they are really Muslims, they will, this is how they're going to be. This is one of the most famous masail that many of us, they ask me about it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said, should we hire the kafir which he doing better job, or we hire the Muslim, or he do less job but because he's Muslim and we support him? It depends. If you care a lot about the job that they want to do and you want to hire the kafir for it, no mistake in this kind of behavior, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, inna Allah yuhibbu idha amila ahadukum al-amala an yutqina. Hadith Aisha radhiyallahu anha, love when you do the a specific job, you do it perfectly. So the Muslim should learn, you understand? And there's no harm for the Muslim to call that kafir to fix it for him his dunya job, even though he's a kafir, and maybe it's going to be a da'wah for him also. So until the end, my dear brothers and sisters, in general, yes, we are allowed to call the non-Muslim to enter the masjid, even Masjid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed for a specific reason. And the evidence of this, قول الله تعالى, قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث أبي هريرة في قصة ثمامة. في قصة ثمامة, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, one day he looked up and a man was disbeliever at that moment, one appealer inside the masjid, and he make him watch how we practice the Islam until he entered the Islam. You understand? And the hadith has a really beautiful story, you can refer to it, is in the Sahihin. And that was in his masjid alayhi salatu wasalam. What about other masajid? But we have an exception. The exception is Al-Ka'bah, Masjid Al-Ka'bah. Masjid Al-Ka'bah, shouldn't the non-Muslims enter to the Masjid Al-Ka'bah except if there is a necessary for that. لقول الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا إنما المشركون نجس فلا يقربوا المسجد الحرام بعد عامهم هذا. Allah جل وعلا said, all believers, the disbelievers are impure in terms of their aqidah, not their body, in terms of their aqidah, because we are allowed to marry the kitabiyah, isn't it? So Allah جل وعلا said, then those non-Muslims, they are impure in terms of their faith, so they are not allowed to enter al-masjid al-haram. Al-masjid al-haram is specific for the Kaaba, so this is khas for that. The others, they go back with the hadith Abu Huraira, they are allowed if there is a reason. If someone said, why, akhi, you say if there is a reason why they're not allowed to enter mutlaq, the answer is, ya akhi, barakallahu fika, it's part of wala and bara, number one. Number two, ya akhi, barakallahu fik, what for the kafir into the Muslims? Maybe he will be in janaba, maybe he's really impure, maybe he doesn't know how he watch himself from the najas, and he enter a few place, baytullahi ta'ala. Number three, where is the qawullahi ta'ala, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّا مِنْ تَقْوَى قُلُوبِ. Respecting Allah, I just say, is part of your iman, sign of your good iman. You understand? That's why we conflict with those people who they legalize it in general, because it's contract with contract and with law principles and evidence in the Sharia, the other evidence and general proofs in the Tashri'. So we say for a legal reason or for a reasonable reason possible, no problem. Barakallahu fiqh.